or we're switching it over, sorry, to an interview with Tough Customer. Yeah, and I leave this in your capable hands.
Thanks so much. I'm Ivana here for CITR 101.9 FM, and we're just doing a little interview with Tough Customer. They just played an amazing set, and we're going to talk with Kata Yoon about her set that she just played.
Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good, you guys just played the most incredible set ever. Admit, it was your best. Yeah, you guys got off stage and you're like, oh yes, that was it, that was
it. Yeah, we were recording when we said nailed it into the mic.
I feel like I saw that little twinkle in your eyes of just having done the most perfect show ever. Who writes most of your guys' lyrics?
We all kind of write them all.
Not me. I'm new.
You're new.
I'm new.
It's time for you to write your first song then, right?
I'll work on it. Yeah. We'll get there.
Well, if you aren't writing lyrics right now, are you guys like working on any like recordings or anything? You have like any?
Yeah, we're recording an album right now. Claire just joined the band, so we had a few songs recorded.
Nice.
But we're kind of starting fresh. So we're going to record an album is the plan for the new year. An album.
So maybe like December, January, you want to get like start finishing
up? Depending on what format it's in, we want to have a record, and sometimes those take longer.
Yeah.
But we're recording in the next month.
That's awesome. And so how many people are in your band? So it's you.
Me, 2, 3, 4.
2, 3, 4.
Kata Yoon. Kata Yoon. And Imagery.
Yeah. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves? We might as well hear all of your lovely names.
I'm Katie.
Claire.
And I'm Ben.
Ben is actually unloading all the gear for us.
We're missing one. But we can see his
He doesn't like interviews anyway. It's fine.
We can see his cute little face bobbing back and forth.
Yeah, he's got the cowbell right now.
You know what? I actually think he didn't even know this interview was happening.
Yeah. I kind of like waved him over, and then he was like...
They can't see you.
They can't see me on.
I have a feeling he's eating like either a grilled cheese or a Slavic roll right now, but it's hard to say.
Slavic rolls sound really good.
So who are you guys really excited to see today? I know we already saw like Morning Coo. Pale Red, but who else are you guys excited to see?
I was most excited to see Morning Coo.
Me too.
I think Morning Coo is the performer I've seen the most live ever.
Me too.
I watched her last night, and I'd probably watch her again this weekend.
She's so great. She has the best stage presence. She's like angelic and like so confident. Yeah. It's incredible.
Oh, yeah. We love you, Chandra.
Wherever she is. Thank you guys so much for doing this interview. This was awesome.
Yeah, no problem. And thanks for having us.
Yeah, no worries. Have a great rest of the day.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Victory Square. The festival goes on until 9 p.m. Stay tuned until 7 p.m. and further onwards, but we're going to be broadcasting here until 7 p.m. and then you can still catch the rest of the bands down here at the bar. You're listening to Absolute Truth by Softest right now. Coming up next, we're going to listen to Milk, and then afterwards, Swim Team. We're going to have an interview with both of those bands, hopefully, if there's enough time. But we will definitely be talking to Milk. So stay tuned. And again, here is Softest.
An enabled FM chip in your smartphone can make the difference in an emergency situation by allowing you to still hear critical updates. It will also let you listen to the local FM station using 3 times less battery and 20 times less data than streaming. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Hi there. Are you tired of listening to the same music day in and day out and want to try something a little different? Well then, how about listening to Asian music? Now, I don't mean it like...
Open Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style. Nor like...
She bangs! She bangs! Oh, baby, but she moves! She moves!
I'm talking about a little more like... And a little more like... And also a little more like... And definitely something like... So tune in to Asian Wave 101, playing you the best of Chinese and Korean pop, Wednesdays from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., only on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Listening to the live broadcast from the Victory Square Block Party, brought to you by CITR 101.9 FM. We are live in Vancouver. Coming up next is Milk. They've got a set prepared for you. That will be coming up very, very shortly. Stay tuned. This is Steve Zhang for CITR 101.9 FM.
All right, welcome to CITR. This is a big black block party. And I'd like to hear all of your voices out there. Say hello. Hi, are you all ready for school? No. I just want to encourage you to join community radio. And if you're going to UBC, there's no better place than CITR, and there's no better time than now. Why? So that your voices can be heard and you can learn as you go and teach others. There's nothing more valuable than that, and no better way to gain your education. So please join the volunteer team at CITR. I'm Gennergi O'Sullivan, and my relationship with CITR has been very valuable to me and my community. I have a website, www.redjamsam.com. You can check it out. Every year I hold a radio festival where CITR holds a remote. They come to an event like this and they record First Nations performing live for like 5 hours at a time. We take that feed and we send it all the way over to places like Halifax, Ottawa, Toronto, Montreal, you name it. There's no stopping us. And as I said, there's no better time than now to step it up a bit, right? Especially where First Nations peoples are concerned. And how many of you people like Kinder Morgan? Yes or no? Boo! How many of you like Enbridge Pipeline? Boo! Okay, how about Site C Dam? Boo! What do you think of fish farms? Hello? Tell me you don't eat farmed fish, because if you do, that would be really farmed up, if you know what I mean, okay? It's bad medicine. Don't do it. You know, Pamela Anderson is traveling across the country on a Martin Sheen boat, and they are picking up First Nations people who have hereditary rights entitled to the land. All of those people will be here tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Robson Square. Stand in solidarity. Link your arms together against farm fish. Can you do that for me? Will I see you there tomorrow at Robson Square, 1 p.m.? Please say yes. How many of you are against violence against women? Let me see all of your hands up. Yes. If you are against violence against women and you are a man, you know what you can do? You can step up in high heels on Monday at Broadway and Commercial. Can you put your heels on for me and all of those women who have been subjected to violence in some way or fashion? Yes? Will you be there on September the 10th on Commercial and Broadway with your high heels on, fellows, men, mister? Yes? Okay. Let me introduce Milk on CITR.
Hey guys, I don't know where to find a pair of high heels big enough for me, but I'm in support of that. And go back to sleep.
nothing ever happens in between. Mama Lane must be a dreamer.
Sorry for kind of lackluster today. Too, half of the band is got a cold. So don't come near us. Don't touch this microphone ever again. On the land that God gave to Cain, plant my seed in the snow, swimming streams of gold, swimming tongue and drowning mouth, great teeth and fast sound. When bottom looks like death row, bleary-eyed, barefoot bride, clutch the snags to their pride, fake heart, golden thigh. Driven lungs that I defy. Sing sweetly, blades of grass, stare solemn campfire. And when that old dog died, you were. You could never. In the water everywhere around this place, God is in the water. Thanks to everyone who organizes this thing. It's cool to finally play for you guys. Thank you.
Yeah.
Everybody feeling really good? That was a fun song. That's why they invite us to parties. Make everyone feel awesome. Guys.
That was Milk, live here on CITR 101.9 FM. We're broadcasting now from the Victory Square Block Party going down on Pender Street in downtown Vancouver. For those not aware, the Victory Square Block Party is an annual free music festival brought to you by Music Waste and CITR and Discorder. And we're going to go to the stage to listen to another speaker.
Country, you get to hear people like Farrah Palmer, Aisha O'Sullivan, who's over here. You get to hear other First Nations comedians, filmmakers, you name it. And we wouldn't be able to do it without campus radios like CITR. Another station is CJSF and Co-op Radio. We all work together and continue to build relationships to help First Nations people have a voice. Do you like our voice? Yeah, we have some beautiful things to say.
We'll be returning to Victory Square Block Party right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Or to get involved, check out www.safeamp.org.
They dance, they sing, they speak their language, and there's nothing like that.
More of the remaining sun. The 6th annual Westbrook Village Festival returns to the UBC campus on Saturday, September the 10th at 11 a.m. with something for everyone, whether you're young or young at heart. Located at 3378 Westbrook Mall, Westbrook Village will come alive with music, food, and performances featuring Rup Loops, Dr. Strangelove, and Bloco Energia. There is a free barbecue lunch and tasty samples from local food companies including Dough Girls, Comfort Kitchen and Bake Shop, Rogers Chocolates, and Murchie's Fine Tea, to name a few. And they haven't forgotten about the adults, as Beercraft Restaurant will be hosting a happy hour beer garden. The younger generation will also have plenty to do there, as there will be a kids zone complete with face painting, craft tables, bouncy castles, and a climbing wall. Once again, that is Saturday, September the 10th at 11 a.m. Admission is free. You don't want to miss this.
Every weekday. Call me on the telephone, you're so far away. You send me to come out your business games you want to play. Walk into your house. Nobody's home, just me and you. We're just playing hide and seek. It's getting hard to breathe under the sheets with you. I don't wanna play no games. I'm terrible with chasing after you. I don't give up about you anyway. But we said I give it for you. Never share toys or communicate. Guess it's just a play date for you. Walk into your house, wake up in the morning and there's nothing left to say. When I try to talk, you're always playing boring games. Wish I had Monopoly over your mind. Wish I didn't care all this time. We're just playing hide and seek. It's getting hard to breathe under the sheets with you. I don't wanna play no games. I'm tired of always chasing after you. I don't give up about you anyway. Everything I get about you. Never share your toys or communicate. I guess I'm just a playdate to you. Ring around the rosy. I wanna give you what you need. Ring around the rosy. Wanna give you what you need. Yeah. I don't give up about you anyways. What is that I give about you? Never share your toys or communicate. Guess I'm just a playdate to you. You know I give up about you any day. Guess it's not that I tell you the truth. If I share my toys, will you let me stay? Don't wanna leave this playdate with you.
Thank you. Bye.
Every weekday from Tuesday, September the 6th to Wednesday, September the 5th.
Lots of fun going down here at the Victory Square Block Party. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. The Victory Square Block Party, if you're not aware, is an annual free music festival brought to you by Music Waste and CITR and Discorder. Here downtown on Pender Street, the Victory Square is on unceded and traditional lands belonging to the Coast Salish peoples, the Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh. So if you're out there in radio land, listening on your car, listening on your stereo at home, you should come down because this festival runs till 9 p.m. There's lots of fun stuff going on. Eric's eating a nectarine right beside me. There's also tons of great food trucks going down. There's a Slavic rolls thing. I've not heard of that, but they look really delicious. There's a grilled cheese sandwich station. There's also a raffle going down. Lots of awesome prizes that have been funded by CITR. Who's donated to the raffle? Well, there's Adbusters, Audiopile, Bard on the Beach, The Biltmore, Pacific Cinematheque, Community Thrift and Vintage, Coop Salon, Eastside Flea, The Fringe Festival, tons more. So if you come down and buy a raffle ticket, you're virtually guaranteed to go home with a sweet prize. It's an absolute certainty. If you were listening a few minutes...
Really, we're obliged to say that's not absolute, but it's pretty close.
It's pretty damn close. It's pretty darn close. So if you were listening a few minutes ago, Milk were playing live here. Played a really great set. They're going to be coming on for an interview in just about 2 minutes. But before then, I'm going to talk to my friend Eric Coates, the aforementioned man who is eating a nectarine.
Yo.
How you doing, Eric?
I'm good. Did you know that before Milk was Milk, they used to be a band under a different name?
I do know that.
What were they called?
They were Another Great Fruit. Is that what
they
you're
were
getting?
A watermelon. Yeah. One of my favorite fruits.
Also an excellent fruit.
Yeah, and funny thing, they became a beverage. My favorite type of juice, it's up there, like top three. Yeah. Watermelon juice.
Right.
It's delicious.
I've never had that, but I'm sure it's
excellent. So refreshing.
Well, they're going to set up and get ready to talk to us. Not watermelon, milk.
Milk, yes.
Another fine food.
Calcium.
So, Eric, you have to frig off right now and make way for this
delicious my nectarine.
Calcium filled band.
All right.
Hey, I'm the guy.
Sorry to put you guys on the spot.
That's all right.
Congratulations on playing an excellent set.
Thanks.
How did you feel? This is Milk, by the way, on CITR 101.9 FM.
Hello.
From which show are you playing right now?
From
the Victory Square.
Victory Square Block Party.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm trying my best.
I'm quick.
Okay. I'm trying my best.
I know where I am.
Yeah. How does it feel to play an open-air concert? I'm sure.
Nice. Yeah. It's a beautiful day. Lots of people hanging out. I don't know what to say, man. It's pretty good.
Does it feel different being able to wear sunglasses outside and play?
I would have worn these, but they're like really bent, so
okay.
I didn't experience that part of it.
Okay.
I mean, I wish I did. I feel like I like to go outside and then also wear sunglasses.
Okay.
If that's what you're asking.
Yeah, we did play.
True. You know, your guess is as good as mine.
What was the vibe? How is that different? This than Catalano.
Well, it's in kits, so it's inherently bougier feeling. But I mean, it's still cool, you know.
I know here actually, somebody watched more than two people.
Oh yeah, I didn't. No one I know was there to when we played at Cats.
No one was there.
Well, not the people that we knew. It was some people, but we were kind of not to complain or anything. We were just like sandwiched between like a group of older gentlemen playing some blues rock. And I think like a piano sing-along with like the Beatles and stuff. So,
right.
You know, fun stuff for everybody. But we're kind of in the middle just bumming everyone out with their babies. And they're, you know,
it's also
to just have a kid's time with their babies by the Whole Foods.
Right,
so singing about, you know, being really depressed. Yeah.
It's also, it's like on, Catalano Fest is on a road and it kind of, people walk through it and kind of traverse through this music festival.
Yeah, I think I like this kind of setup better.
Right, because right here, we are in Victory Square. We are on a beautiful hill, this park, and people are just lying around and taking in the music. How do you, Does it feel good to play to people who are like lying on the ground?
Yeah, like everyone's real, just real chill.
Right.
I don't know if it's kind of hard to tell if anyone's, I mean, everyone kind of looks like they're facing you, so that's good enough.
Yeah. It's right? Not bad. It's not a bad percentage, I'd say. Where do we get
this? Al really needs to know about LaCroix.
You can get LaCroix at Whole Foods, apparently.
What is?
I'm not going to advertise on the air right now.
Buddy. Yeah.
Natural
flavored grape soda.
Apparently it's a big deal.
That's grapefruit. It's not grape. Okay, I got really excited because I love grape. It's my favorite flavor of all the flavors. Oh, okay.
Hear that story about... no, that's just a stand-up bit. Never mind. It's not a real story. It's not my story to tell.
It might be a story.
It's a type
it might
of story.
Be a real story.
You have another question for me? Or?
Yes. Well, because we were talking about fruit.
Yeah.
You are related to a band called Watermelon. And how could you explain how this is related?
It's almost the same band.
It is.
Because Akane.
Hi.
Is also drumming still. And then you got two new buds. And, you know, we cycled through some different buds. And now we're this band.
Is there a reason to change? Like, when is the line to change the name, you think?
Oh, I don't know. I just wanted to change it.
Oh, okay.
I
don't
know. Yeah. It's like, I guess I never liked the name that much.
Oh, okay, so. Yeah.
I think. I changed a couple of times. In high school, I had like 20 different horrible band names.
Oh, you gotta have a million band names in high school, right?
Yeah. I had like Shuma Gorath was one. I think Montezuma's Revenge was one.
These are good. What are you talking about? These are.
I think Shuma Gorath is okay.
I feel like you're picking out the best of the ones that you had.
I'm not gonna say. I'm not even gonna say the worst
one. What's a juicy one? Give us a horrible one.
Juicy one. What's a juicy one?
Big Nothing. No, that was not bad.
Yeah, she said Big Nothing, but it's not that bad.
No. Isn't that art? That's a band has used that name
I
since
think they
then,
have.
Right?
Yeah, I think. But it was when I was like 14, so I don't know.
Did you like Elliot Smith? Is that why?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I liked being bummed out and singing about being bummed out and other dudes singing about how they're bummed out.
You sound like a
hype man. Yeah. I'm fully... Yeah.
Woo!
Depressed. Yeah. That's the vibe.
But I think I saw you as Watermelon. You played before and it was a bit more... it was years ago. It was a bit more mellow. You guys seem to have a lot of a bit more distortion pedals going on.
Oh yeah,
a bit
for a
more.
While I think Watermelon didn't own a distortion pedal,
oh, okay.
So we were very surf rocky, is what people said.
Right.
I was never sure if it was surfy, but it was like plunky, reverby riffs. Yeah, I just didn't have any pedals.
Okay, so now that you're rolling in the money, you're
rolling in the
busting
dough.
At.
Yeah. Oh, it's mine now. You.
No, you.
Yeah. Okay.
Can I ask Al a question?
Good.
Okay.
How should we answer? Should we all get in?
Because I was just wondering. Because you played in a band called Village.
Oh yeah.
A while ago, and now in this band, the style is it's a little bit different.
Your guitar playing.
I
mean, I'm not really the driving force in this band, right?
Okay.
But Village isn't really particularly active these days. Maybe we will be again soon, hopefully,
okay.
But, you know, for now, this is kind of my main thing, but...
You just seemed like you were busting out some Jay Masters licks and stuff like that.
Here?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's...
Just a little bit, you know?
That's what the boss told me to do, so
oh,
I just
really?
Do what I'm told, you know?
Okay.
Pretty, like, 90s alt-sounding guitar.
Yeah, like the...
That's how you play.
I use, like... fucking like six oh my god I can't say that I use six delay pedals and like eight distortion pedals
okay
and like
how do you use six delay pedals
oh it's crazy
at the same time
yeah
why
for that 90s alt rock sound man
yeah it just sounds like nothing and everything
there
what,
is
what, have you ever seen Kevin Shields pedal board
oh yeah that's a good point
yeah
it's like the size of three of me
yeah
basically
well Jay Maskus but he only has one delay pedal I've been studying.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Are you
that's pretty seriously.
Are you not aware of a pedal culture too much?
I'm aware of it.
It's a huge thing. It is a huge culture.
There's some great local builders. Actually, I tried out a Union pedal, like a distortion pedal
yesterday.
Buddy, that thing rips. It's like a clone of an old Russian Big Muff.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
my God.
Yeah, my...
Buddy, that thing rips.
Buddy, that t-shirt would rip.
Yeah.
All right, I'm out of here.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you guys have any shows coming up that you want to talk about?
We must have something.
I don't actually know.
I think we laid off booking stuff because they're trying to record.
Okay.
So probably soon there will be something. Yeah, and we'll have like an album soon, I hope,
okay,
in the
great.
Next few months. So,
are you going to release it on your own or?
I hope not.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, because it'd be cool to get like vinyl, and I can't afford to get vinyl.
Who can actually afford that on
That's
their
crazy.
Own? No one, right?
I think it's crazy that anyone's doing it. But someone should definitely do it for me.
Yeah.
With their money. That would be amazing.
Okay, we're going to, I guess, go back. Because I think Swim Team are going to play. Thank you very much, Milk.
Thank you.
And we'll see you guys later. So this is CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the Victory Square Block Party. Right, coming up next is Swim Team.
It's very exciting, isn't it, Nick?
It is, John. John made a sneak attack on me.
Yeah, we're still selling raffle tickets. There's still food trucks open. Music goes till 9. So Loki and Jody Glenham and the Dreamers after this. It's going to be a really good time.
There's still time to get down here, right?
There is.
There's lots of time.
You can run. You can bike. You can cab. You can bus.
When is the raffle going to?
The raffle goes on until the last set, so it'll be closing around 8 o'clock, 7:40.
You can still make a great return on your investment.
The truth is out there and here at Victory Square Bar on a Lock Party, broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM. Just to let people know who are listening, tuned in, it's going to be 5 minutes. We're probably going to go to some music for a bit. You get a chance to sample some of the DJ hits that people are enjoying right now. And then we're going to be hearing from Swim Team. Right here, I'm skronking in the back there. It's a real, real intense set. Did you listen to Swim Team's last album, actually?
I did, in fact.
Freedom Constraint, excellent. You can find it on Bandcamp. I think some physicals are released.
Cassette tapes. I think that's about it.
But yeah, really great demonstration.
They're making waves.
Like, they're making waves. They've got those groovy tunes, and they've got that noisy skronk. So,
yeah,
you know.
Exactly.
Stay tuned in. We're going to be hearing from them in about 5 minutes.
Cool. So, yeah.
Victory Square Block Partiers, thanks for being here. Thanks for coming. That's gonna go on the ground. We are grateful to be able to do this work, this live broadcast, and all of this music on land that belongs to the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. Thank you, and thank you all of you for supporting. Today, your proceeds from raffle sales, for instance, go to CITR and Discorder and Megaphone Magazine, which is an amazing publication based here in the downtown East Side. Thank you to all of our sponsors. I'm going to list them. SFU Van City Office of Community Engagement, Hastings Crossing BIA, Redgate Art Society, which, by the way, is hosting the after party. And if you have more questions about that, go visit their booth and maybe purchase a membership if you feel so inclined. Our silver sponsor is Print. Thank you. Bronze sponsors are Audio Pile Records, Neptune Records, Girls Rock Camp Vancouver, Vinyl Records, Vancouver Orphan Kitten Rescue Association, Gallery Gachet, Mint Records, East Side Flea, Selectors Records, and Bomber Brewing. Thank you to all of our sponsors. We are going to do a raffle draw. We're actually going to do two raffle draws. Before I do, I want to do a special shout out to everyone who donated to the raffles, the people that you can potentially win right now, and that is Adbusters, Audio Pile Records, Bart on the Beach, Biltmore Cabaret, the Cinematheque, Community Thrift and Vintage, Coop Salon, Eastside Flea, Fringe Festival, Hockey Dad Records, JD's Barbershop, Kingfisher Blues, Mint Records, Nouvelle Nouvelle, Off the Rail Brewing, Ola Urban Flower Project, The Paper Hound, Poe Community Acupuncture, the Regional Assembly of Text, SIFS, 6 Acres, The Soap Dispensary, Timber Concerts, Vif and Vinyl Records. I also want to note that was put in alphabetical order by Keegan, who accompanies me. Let's do this. Let's do this raffle right now. Okay. So the ticket number is 867-5354. Does that belong to you? That's 867-5354. Anyone? Wave, stand up, flail about. If you do a cartwheel, I will high five you. Okay, next ticket. You didn't come forward, so I'm gonna give it to somebody else. 867-5375. Anyone? 867-5375. Okay, no high fives for you.
Is it
oh,
you?
Really? Oh, dope. There you go. Happy birthday, John. Okay, we're doing 2 raffle draws, so hopefully one of you win the next one that I pick. 641-545. It's a green ticket. I will say it again. 641-545. Okay. Yeah, thank you for supporting us anyways. 867-5247. Oh man. Yes, finally. Great. Well, thank you everyone. Thank you for purchasing raffle tickets. Our last raffle draw will be right before the last band around 7:45. Thank you, Andy Resto. So please purchase some tickets. You'll see us floating around. Next up is Swim Team. And then you won't hear me talk anymore. So thanks for entertaining me. Back to the Red Cup.
Thank you. turn it down a notch. Not really.
Again, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Victory Square. That was just a set from Swim Team. Might be getting their song soon, not sure. But it looks like they're taken down. At any rate, in about 10 minutes, we're going to be switching to Gareth Moses' More Than Human, eclectic mix of experimental and electronic musics. And then the show will continue here at Victory Square. So make your way down. It's going to be going till 9 p.m. Hope to see you.
Sustain a return. two more songs. For CITR for putting this on to you.
Torn up inside,
Thank you.
That was Swim Team. Playing songs from the new album Freedom Constraint. Find it on Bandcamp. You find sets of it around town too. Hi, this is John. Been producing for the broadcast the past few hours. We're going to switch over to some regularly scheduled CITR programming soon. But stay tuned because it's great. Or come down to the park. If you haven't, make it over. Music is still happening. Food is still fresh. Available. Raffle tickets are still to be won. Coming up next here at the park, we've got Jody Glenham and the Dreamers. Then we'll be closing off the evening with So Low.